Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to Colette McClellan, Mid Prairie High School Choir Director. We'll discuss tomorrow's choir concert.
This is our big end-of-year concert. We actually have the 6th grade choir, 7th and 8th grade choir, two high school choirs, and we do everything all in one night. And then at the very end of the night, we do one song with all the 6th through 12th graders singing together. So it's kind of fun to end the night that way.
Absolutely. How many of these concerts do you hold in a given year?
This is the only one where we do all 6 through 12. But as far as what I do, I have a concert in the fall. I usually give two Christmas concerts plus three madrigal dinners all in December. Another concert in February or March. Then contest. And I could list a lot of things. So we stay incredibly busy throughout the year.
Looking at what they're going to be performing, do they practice these songs all year? Is this
stuff? Nope. It's pretty much, you know, in the fall we do some kind of light-hearted, little easier stuff to just get back into the swing of things. You know, and then December, Christmas time, there's some holiday stuff, some a little more classical things. So every time we get done with a concert, we start over with a new batch of music and just keep plugging away, learning it. Use the same strategies, teaching techniques for all the songs, but this way they just get a huge variety. You know, some things we do from the Renaissance period, some from the Baroque, some pop music from today. So it just gives them a wide variety of music.
What will people be hearing next week?
As far as the high schoolers are concerned, we have the women's choir is singing a spiritual song by Moses Hogan, who is a phenomenal arranger of that style of music. So they're singing two pieces, and we're actually going to add a little men's choir for one of the songs. They went to contest this past Saturday. We hosted large group contest here. It's a state thing, and it was a phenomenal success. All four of the choirs that we took all got ones, which is the superior rating, and the band got their 13th out of 14th year in a row for getting a one at state contest. So we're having all the groups that performed at contest also perform on the concert. So the bass class is doing a couple folk songs, have another women's treble choir that's doing a song, and then the mixed choir is singing two pieces as well. Not just trying to think stylistically. They just span a range, let's put it that way.
Alrighty, well, variety of stuff people can expect. Mm-hmm. Well, how many kids are in your choir?
My women's choir, I have about 45, and the mixed choir, it's probably about 75.
Do you have any seniors?
I have 32 seniors this year.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Last year I had, I think, 33. It's been two huge classes. They've been absolutely phenomenal. So this is their last choir concert.
Is that sad for you? Have you kind of watched them?
It is. We do all the choirs, and then before we sing that last 6 through 12 piece, I actually bring out all the seniors. They introduce themselves, their parents, you know, what they've done in choir, and what their plans are for the next year. So it's always kind of fun hearing them step forward and talk about something that they reminisce about choir, and there's a lot of stuff over the last years that we've done together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at that final performance where you guys will kind of join together, and do you guys practice together throughout the spring?
No. Because of the high school, we always have that state large group contest right before our concert. We really focus on that, and then we sing some of those same songs at the concert. But that very last 6 through 12 piece, my high school kids have actually been working on it for about 3 days, but we've nailed down all the pitches and rhythms. They've got it memorized, and the middle school actually came over today. We get one day to practice with them. So they came over today. We rehearsed it. It went beautifully well, which is great. And then we sing it on Tuesday.
And what's the time for that?
7:15. And this one's in the gym just because it is so big. Our cafetorium is not adequate at all.
And that's at the high school?
It's at the high school. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Open to anybody?
Open to anyone. It's $2 for adults, but students are free. And any Mid Prairie faculty and their family are free as well.
That was my conversation with Colette McClellan, Mid Prairie High School Choir Director. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.